T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Diesel, you and I both got real quiet there for a few minutes, or for 90 seconds here in studio.
Trying to figure this out on ESPN 8, The Ocho, showing chess boxing from 2003 in Amsterdam. I think
they have a chess board set up in right. The middle of the ring.
I think they box around, and then they play chess for a round, and then they box around, and they play chess around.
See who can keep their faculties about him.
I guess. Oh, he just got tagged.
So, if you were going to watch something, Brett was our white Goodman. Can you imagine Brett Freelander showing up in white leather on anybody's front porch? Oh, all right. So he's our white Goodman. What is something that you would watch on the Ocho today?
I don't know. This chess boxing is pretty entertaining.
How about Rock'em Sock'em Robots? I mean, if you're going to have boxing, you might as well have, you know, from back in the day.
They had life-size Rock'em Sock'em Robots over here at Dave & Buster's, but it was out of order last time I went, so I didn't really get to experience it.
The other thing I'm thinking, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, I don't know, but chess boxing.
I want to see them bring back American Gladiators.
Yeah, I guess we have that a little bit when it comes to American Ninja Warrior. You aren't necessarily battling the gladiators, you are the course. Now, here's one that we can't do anymore, but have you ever heard of pledge bowling? That would be an awesome game to have on the Ocho. It's where you take a full keg of beer, you get it up to the top of the hill, you line 10 pledges up in a diamond formation like 10 bowling pins, and you release that keg and you let it roll downhill to the pledges. Every one of the pledges that has to move out of the way to get hit from the rolling keg, that counts as a pin. So you go 10 frames of pledge bowling.
Well, it better be an empty keg because that's a lot of shook up beer.
Well, put whatever you want. But the point being, put 10 pledges at the bottom of the hill and roll a keg at them.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen? Hey, listen, wanted to get. We've seen.
Wait, there are no hills in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, there are. Just let you know there are. Actually, through the state of Alabama is the beginning of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Comes down through there. And a lot of hills when it comes to the Birmingham, Tuscaloosa area. All right, we mentioned this earlier. We are seeing one of the longest tenured head coaches. He's retiring after the 2018 season. Stop and think about this. In 1979, probably Tim Beret wrote a little red press release. Jimmy Laycock would be leaving the Clemson football coaching staff. Again, 1979, to take over as head coach at William & Mary. And that's exactly what happened. And guess what? At age 70, still in good health, Jimmy Laycock announced earlier today that he is retiring as head coach of the William & Mary Tribe at the end of the 2018 season, his 39th straight season as head coach at William & Mary. Where do you think this puts him? It's a Division I coach, because as you like to tell me, FCS is Division I, Diesel. Where do you think this puts him all time when it comes to tenure at one university? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. You know,
I'll put him in the top five.
You are correct. He ends up at number three. The only other two coaches that have spent more time at one job at one university are Joe Paterno, 46 seasons at Penn State. And I didn't even know this until earlier today. Do you remember what, or do you recall what they call, I believe, the Division III National Championship game? It is a bowl, but it's named after somebody.
For alliteration purposes, I hope it's the Bobby Bowden Bowl.
Well, you're Amos Alonzo Stagg. You ever heard that? So that's what they've always called. He spent 41 years as head coach at Arizona State University. Did not have a clue until this release came out earlier today. So, again, you know, I don't think anybody thought in 1979 when Jimmy Laycock announced that he was leaving Clemson for William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. And let me tell you, you can't find a much better area. I love living here in the upstate. I would take a long look at moving up to the Williamsburg, Virginia area. I absolutely love it up there. So, congratulations. 39 years as head coach. That will come to an end. And he has reached the he's won 5 conference titles. He's earned 10 bids to the playoffs, including reaching the semifinals twice. That was back in 2004 and 2009. So there's the good in college football. We love seeing somebody spend that much time at one place. Somebody else that could have, at least in my opinion, Diesel, endeared them to people all throughout the college football world would have been Urban Meyer. And here's what I mean about Urban Meyer. This much we know. He got caught. You know, now he's making the apologetic, well, I just didn't know how to answer those questions and I wasn't prepared for it. Well, shame on your sports information director. Shame on your athletic director. And, of course, we haven't heard much from the AD when it comes to Ohio State. But here's what I know. And, again, let's see how this thing breaks out before we tie him behind a pickup truck and drag him through a road full of razor blades and land him in a pool of rubbing alcohol. Because that's what it's been, the pitchfork mentality. You got to go, you got to go. I don't know where I feel on this, Diesel, because guess what? Urban Meyer's not going to be the first, nor is he going to be the last coach to ever lie to the media. But what this was, it comes down around domestic abuse. And did they or did they not tell when it came to a particular member of their staff, Zach Smith, and what was going on between him and his wife? Urban is a really image-conscious individual. You know, he saw the blowback that he got when he retired unceremoniously from Florida and, no, I'm going to come back one more year, and we saw how that dissipated. Urban Meyer had the chance to be the hero of college football when it comes to this. Had he voiced, hey, man, we're going to figure this out. We're going to let the court system figure this out. However you want to go about it. But had he announced back then that he was making changes to his staff due to the fact that there was a he said, she said story. And there is a lot of that going on between said ex-husband and said ex-wife. That's why I've got to see it all kind of play out before I want to go. But had there been that, and he would have been the hero of every woman's group, and rightfully so, every battered woman's situation. Why? For erring on the side of caution when it came to a situation. Now, I personally believe that Urban Meyer knew what was going on. Why? Because leading up to the 2015 season, you're talking about an assistant coach in Zach Smith that got two big-time bonuses. In 2013, Zach Smith made $155,000, received a 10% raise the following year that got him up to $170,000. That's over $15,000. The next year, his salary jumped to $220,000 with bonuses prior to the start of the 2015 season. After the 2015 season, Ohio State gave him a $6,000 bonus. Something was up right then and there. You know what I mean? They weren't giving him the same bonuses that they had given him performance-driven. They knew something was awash right then. Now, whether they could have gone and thrown him under the jail, was he guilty? I don't know. It's going to get to be he said, she said. I just maintain when coaches are that image-driven, and I do believe Urban Meyer is, and that's what he was protecting his image last week or 2 weeks ago when he lied, in the biggest mistake that he made, he would never, and I hope coaches learn from it left and right. He literally called Brett McMurphy a liar. He said, I don't know why people go making up stuff like that. Well, Brett already had all this in his hand about what was going on, and then he goes, oh, I didn't know anything about it back then. Well, guess what? That opened the door for Brett McMurphy to do some investigative journalism, and they find this situation out. I just maintain it's not a. I know what's right and what's wrong when it comes to domestic abuse. I don't have a tolerance for it. A man shouldn't hit a woman, period. I don't care how drunk she is coming after you, find a way to get out of there. But in this image-driven world, I mean, Urban Meyer could be the Pope when it comes to domestic abuse issues had he handled this back in 2015. He could have been the bastion of integrity, the beacon of light that made this change. And you know what he did? It seems like he swept it under the rug going, I don't know how this is going to make my football program look at Ohio State. So the longer I avoid it, the longer we can put it off. I'm telling you guys, sometimes it's better off to be the champion of something than to be the chump later on. And right now, no matter how this thing plays out, Urban Meyer is going to look like a chump. You know what I mean? Because
all he had to do was suspend Zach Smith at the time and put out a press release saying, hey, here's what happened. Here are the accusations that have been lodged or filed. Unfortunately, but charges were not able to be filed. So we have no actual recourse. So we have to keep him on staff.
And then you're covered by both sides. You win in the court of public opinion. Now, right now, he's getting killed. How much, I don't know. A little bit, I wish some people would back off with the pitchforks and the fires and everything else and let this thing play out. I think Ohio State has already made a decision on what they want to do. They don't need 14 days to figure this out. You know what? I think the 14 days was about Diesel. If they can float this thing through 12 more days before they got to come up with their report and see if any of the anger has dissipated, guess what? Urban Meyer will keep his job at Ohio State. And again, he's not the first, and he's not going to be the last when it comes to a head coach in a particular sport lying to the media. But here's what's not making sense. Brett McMurphy is absolutely killing it with his Facebook page. Investigative reporting. He actually came up with earlier today on Zach Smith's 2017 performance review, all right? You know what that means, Diesel. We all, if you work for a corporation, you work for a public company, you work for a university, you're going to have a once-a-year review. In the work-on section of his 2017 review, it listed personal matters. What do you think those personal matters were? Do you think they may have started to hear some of what was going on, whether true or not? But I'm telling you, to me, it is a telltale sign with the Ohio State University that they cut his bonus structure when each year it had gone up. And then again, that 2017 performance, the work-on section, personal matters. That means something was going on outside of his job within his personal life that Ohio State University deemed it was necessary for him to work on. Now, tell us what it is. If it wasn't domestic abuse related, then guess what? It was something else. But you can strike that from the domestic abuse platform. The thing that I find amazing in all this is where is Ohio State's athletic director been? You know what I mean? You haven't heard anything. Urban Meyer has gone out there and made the apologies because what's one thing that we do better in this country than maybe anywhere else in the world?
Well, we both tear people down and forgive them.
We tear them down, and once you say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, we are a very forgiving society. You know what I mean? Look at Mark McGwire. It took him a while to admit, I used performance-enhancing drugs to hit 70 home runs. Sammy Sosa would still have you believe that he did it naturally, and we all know that's not the case. I mean, look at his skin color. Sammy Sosa is the closest thing that we have to a real-life Michael Jackson right now as I've ever seen. But again, get in front of it. Don't get behind it. There are PR disasters and lessons to be learned all over the place. Now, again, I don't like Urban Meyer, and I'll tell you why. when I come back. Is we you can get in with us. 844-GSP-ESPN. Do you think he will survive his job? Will Urban Meyer have more time to give us some of these generic questions or generic answers when it comes to the Ohio State University football program? Hey, Diesel, you know what we need to do? It's 522. We got to give away the 5 p.m. keyword. It's our free Stash Cash contest brought to you by Carolina Coaches. Text OCEAN. Now, I'm going to spell it because this is one of those words I'll get wrong from time to time. O-C-E-A-N, OCEAN. Text that to 72881 in our Carolina Coaches free cash stats contest.
Yeah, don't spell it the Tuscaloosa way, which is O-S-H-U-N, ocean.
That's why I always wrote C, S-E-A. This is the Atlantic Sea. It was the Pacific Sea. Good. Ocean just, somewhere in there, it feels like there should be an O, except at the beginning of the word. So, again, you know, circling back around when it comes to Urban Meyer, again, you know, people need to realize there's a difference between reacting and responding. Reacting is what people do when they first find something out and they throw their arms up and they, oh! Overreaction is something that has gone on in droves since social media came around. You know, now everybody has a Twitter account, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, to go put out their thoughts out there. So we overreact. Sometimes we don't let things play themselves out, which, again, I'm hoping that's the case when it comes to the Ohio State athletic director. And this is why I'm hoping. You know why he hadn't said a word right now, Diesel? He is a member of the College Football Playoff Committee. And right now, nobody knows who's going to end up being the fall guy when it comes to this. It could end up being the athletic director at Ohio State. He didn't do his due diligence when this was coming out. You know, that means that Urban Meyer will he'll survive. Well, what do we do if that's the case? Because will we take – I mean, he's in the second of a three-year term when it comes to his position on the College Football Playoff Committee. So right now, it's a no-win situation. We don't know somebody's going to pay for it. Isn't that the way things work in our world right now? We don't know who. But somebody's going to pay for this.
So your thought at the moment is that Urban Meyer is going to survive this because an athletic director, some administrator above him, didn't do what they were supposed to do with the information that Urban passed along.
Right.
See,
we've seen this before in sport.
I tend to agree with you. I tend to believe the same thing. Somebody's going to be the fall guy. It's not going to be the guy who goes out there and wins you football games. He's going to have to go out and apologize and say, look, I was wrong. The university needs to examine its policies on how we handle these things. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
Right.
But on the opposite side of that, your esteemed fill-in host, Mark Childress, looks at it from the perspective of, think of the media poop storm that it would cause when the Ohio State University says, we don't care about women's issues, so we're going to keep this guy around.
But that's where they're going to be able to get out scot-free on this. In my opinion, Diesel, is you fired the athletic director. Well, we fired the guy's boss. We held somebody accountable in Gene Smith, who, again, to his credit or discredit, people are starting to wonder why we haven't heard from athletic director Gene Smith, and I'm going to tell you why. Nobody knows what to do. He is in this year is his second of a three-year commitment to the College Football Playoff Committee. If he gets canned by Ohio State, can he stay on that College Football Playoff Committee for not one but two reasons? Number one, maybe he's still trying to protect Ohio State after the fact. Or what if he's so ticked off he starts doing the opposite when it comes to the Buckeyes?
Well, you have a coach, the way that they will look at it is you have a coach in Urban Meyer who knew that this guy had been accused.
Mm-hmm.
He was fairly, he could and should have known who this guy was, but he left him on staff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
which means, again, you're going to have dozens of women's groups and thousands of people and millions of people on Twitter saying Urban Meyer personally does not care about these issues because he left somebody on staff who he knew had a problem with this.
But the great part about this news cycle, in 12 days, we'll be on to crucifying somebody else at that point. So maybe you can slide that. I really do think the Ohio State University administration has told their athletic director, keep your mouth shut. They have told Urban Meyer, go be repentant and apologize. And we're going to keep quiet for 12 days. You know, they gave this 2-week moratorium, and we're going to see how this, you know, flushes itself out in the court of public opinion.
To me, that 2 weeks is just is 14 mm-hmm. days of discovery. That's 14 days to go out and find any information that will sway them in either direction. Because yeah. I think they're on the fence at the moment. They're looking for any piece of evidence that'll say, look, all right, this means we can keep Urban, or this means we have to clean house and send them all away.
Do you think that they are dealing with a damaged PR firm right now?
Absolutely.
And every time they find out something new, they're vetting it past this firm. Can we or can we not keep them? That's why I think they've already made their decision, but we're going to see how it plays out. Delvin wants to get in on college football. Delvin, I hope you're having a good afternoon.
How you got to a couple things. First of all, they need to talk to the wife, the ex-wife. They haven't talked to her yet. Maybe they can get some more information. Still, I don't know why they haven't talked to her. That also tells me something. And second of all, have you and Jesus heard this crazy story about the Roanoke Times suing one of their former employees over Twitter?
Yeah, it's a former Virginia Tech beat writer who left the Roanoke Times to, I believe, take a job covering the Chicago Bulls somewhere up there in the Midwest. And the newspaper, is suing him for their Twitter account back because they want their 27,000 followers back.
Man, these are the times, man. Well, you sue for anything, I guess.
Yeah, again, first of all, you leave a job with somebody, Delvin, then guess what? You pay the consequences. That includes having to give especially if it's like got the Roanoke Times name in there, Diesel, you know what I mean? But this is a first. Yes, we have a newspaper suing a former employee to get their Twitter handle back.
What was his Twitter handle? Does he just have the password and we'll give it to him?
I guess so. You can look it up real quick. I saw that one flash up earlier before we got on the air.
I would say in this modern day, if he's the one who created it, responsible for getting all the followers, then you can't have it back. You don't get it.
That's a he said, she said thing right there in the court of law that, quite frankly, let's get the Urban Meyer situation correct when all's said and done. So, again, I'd like to wait and see a little bit. I think Ohio State has an idea of what they want to do, which is let's see if this news cycle can get by. And if we don't get killed again in the second round, we will keep Urban Meyer. If we find out anything else here, as you said, Diesel, over these next 12 days of discovery, then they're passing it by a PR firm going, can we or can we not? Because I thought it was a telltale sign when they go to their quarterback's coach who has no experience. Kevin Wilson, the former Indiana head coach, not the nicest guy out there. There's a lot of people that don't like Greg Schiano. You would have thought one of those former head coaches would have been named interim head coach. They went with somebody else completely different, and I think that's just preparing themselves for what may happen. But again, I just want to say this. Let's make sure we get the story right. But if there was domestic violence in this, and shame on everybody, because that's bigger than all of us. There's nothing good. There's nothing acceptable. Men, I don't know how, get away. I mean, just get away. Nothing good comes out of ever raising your hand to a woman. And if you see it, go report it. Here's the deal. It's always easier to get in front of the story. It is impossible once it's out there in this day and age of persecution by public opinion that once you're cut off, you are cut off. But we are a very, very forgiving situation when it comes to that. All right. We'll continue with open phone lines, 844-GSP-ESPN. Would you fire him? Would you not? Or do you have a generic quote that your coach is getting ready to give you? We'll also talk with our buddy Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal at 6 o'clock as we're getting ready for the first preseason game with the Carolina Panthers tomorrow night at the Buffalo Bills. Thanks, Stevie. I appreciate you getting in. Yeah, I'm back. I'm hurting a little bit, but guess what? It's going to get better day by day. Some other people where it may not get better. Sorry, you know, gave my opinion on the Urban Meyer situation, but that doesn't mean that I'm done with Ohio State fans. Now, Diesel, I think that we can agree that there's a difference between a fan and a graduate, an alum. A fan is short for fanatic. That means that they're fanatic about Ohio State football or Ohio State sports or whatever it is in which they're a fan of. So that means that doesn't always, you know, a graduate may not think along the same lines as a fan does. But there are a couple of things that bothered the hell out of me about this past weekend when it comes to Ohio State fans. If you, DB, or not DB, buddy up in Bowling Springs, not accusing you of this, but the fact that people actually organized a rally this past weekend to support Urban Meyer in this situation is a dumb thing to do. Why let it, just let it go. Let it go for a little bit. Right now, we don't know how guilty, not guilty. We don't know where this is going to go over the next 14 days. But the fact that people could actually organize a rally in support of Urban Meyer where they show up with their signs made and everything else, it's too soon. But the fact that these idiots, these fanatics, these fans show up and they're blaming ESPN. Now, stop and think about that for a moment. They show up, and you see what I'm talking. I got the story up right here. Look at all these homemade poster boards. We love Coach Urban. Bring back Urban. But these are the ones that crack me up. ESPN, SEC frauds. ESPN equal fake news. All this stuff about ESPN wouldn't run the story for 4 hours because this was broken by Brett McMurphy, who ESPN got rid of in the money crisis a year ago. Brett has done something a lot of people haven't done. He took his buyout, and you know, when you get another job, guess what? That buyout ends. So he's basically taken a year off, enjoyed that buyout, and broke it. He broke this story on his Facebook page. Stop and think about that. The biggest moment of this college football season, and I'm promising you this may end up being the biggest moment of this year's college football season, was broken by a story from a guy who no longer works for ESPN, and it was done on his Facebook page, and these morons are holding ESPN accountable. They didn't even want to run the story. Why? Because it made ESPN look bad. It had to bring back all that. Well, you know, this was a guy that was purged, you know, back in the day. So you're actually raising hell at ESPN about being fake news and SEC frauds when ESPN wasn't even responsible for this. Just do your homework. It will save you time later on. Again, it was 4 hours before Brett McMurphy put it out on his Facebook page before it would even be acknowledged by ESPN. And I want to give Scott Van Pelt some credit when it comes to he broke against ESPN and had Brett McMurphy on.
I would invite anybody to please go to the reputable sources for news in a situation like this. When you go to Twitter, when you go to this bouncing around of information, yes, inaccuracies will happen because it gets bounced around between 300,000 different fans and it gets changed. It's a telephone game, okay? It's a giant telephone game when you deal with things over sites or over social media. Please go to the main sources because they're not going to, well, let me rephrase that. They don't shotgun every little bit of information up as soon as they get it.
I know this much, and I've already had somebody hit me up going, we don't know what Shelley Meyer, what Urban Meyer and Shelley Meyer ever discussed. And that's fair. But I'm going to tell you this much, Diesel. After 21 years of marriage and 23 years of being with my wife, if somebody told my wife that kind of news, there is no way it doesn't make it through our house. It doesn't happen in a conversation at dinner. Oh, you're not going to believe that. There is no way that my wife could hide something that big from me in hopes of protecting my job. I don't buy that one bit. You haven't been married and given your heart and soul to that other person. There's nothing. There's no way a story that big could have not been navigated in the Meyer household for 3 years. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. That's what your partner in life is. You share everything, the good, the bad, and the in-between. So there's one that I cannot buy. We don't know. No, I'm fairly comfortable in saying that if Shelly Meyer, she mentioned something to Urban if she knew. Now, again, Zach Smith got his one-on-one with ESPN. We'll go. But, again, don't blame the broadcast company that fired the guy that broke the story. That's just double stupidity, and that's why fan is short for fanatic and doesn't always mean common sense. Is that fair?
It's absolutely fair. People believe what they want to believe, and they don't check. No, the random listener or random reader out there on social media doesn't bother to check sources. They don't bother. They just find any bit of information that they hear from a rumor, from a possible tidbit, and they run with it, and they create their own theories.
And listen, Brett McMurphy was not out to get Ohio State University. I know this for a fact because Brett and I texted each other back and forth, and he's going to be making an appearance here on the show next week. Brett essentially got called a liar in front of a room full of his compadres, of his media buddies, and it was this. And people, and again, it was Urban. First of all, shame on the SID department at Ohio State for not getting them better prepared for that moment if they knew it may have been looming. But when you made the comment in front of a room full of people, I don't know where people or why people make up this kind of stuff. That was saying, Brett McMurphy, you're a liar. There's no truth to this. And guess what? The dam blew open at that point. And I will say this much. Brett has never been anything but above board with me. I had heard rumors coming out of the University of Florida from people I trust, including a guy who's no longer part of their broadcast partnership, Brady Ackerman. Now the inside, as of this morning, the inside wide receivers coach for Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, or my buddy up in Roanoke, John Apicella, who is a Florida grad. I had heard that Urban just wasn't a very good guy. And I took all that stuff with a grain of salt from Florida Gator fans, thinking it's just a fan base that had been jilted at the jilted, you know, up there at the altar getting ready to get married. You know what? I took all that stuff with a grain of salt, and I kind of feel bad about it. It turns out that I think people were telling me a lot more of the truth, and I just thought it was a fan base going, he's not ours anymore, so we don't like him. So, all right, when we come back, we will move on. Some more of these generic answers that we're going to hear this week. We're also going to talk Panthers with Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal at 6:03 as the Panthers open their preseason on Rock 101 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Buffalo Bills. Also, the PGA Championship gets started tomorrow. And guess what? It's the final PGA Championship in August. Do you like that move for this particular major? A lot of things to get into. 844-GSP-ESPN. So I got a guy on my Twitter account giving me a hard time going, you're not an Ohio State fan, you're just a Michigan fan. Oh, yeah, you hadn't listened to the show a whole lot, have you? So we've been busting on Jim Harbaugh for, what, 3 years now? The thing is, I think even Harbaugh has learned, keep your mouth shut right now, because right now the Ohio State University is getting all the black eye in the and again, here's a new one from USA Today, and I agree with this. It said, bottom line, Urban Meyer didn't do what's right. Doesn't mean he absolutely did something wrong, but he also didn't necessarily do what's right. This is going to sit on whatever your agenda it is. But Jim Harbaugh keeping his mouth shut? I'm a Michigan fan. Because we made fun of Jim Harbaugh for 3 years.
Yeah, what
now.
Did I just say on the show about checking your sources
yeah.
versus making up a narrative in your mind based off of the limited facts that you have?
A Ohio State guy heard me talking about this, and this has been the biggest story in college athletics, if not all of football, if not the court of public opinion in the last week. I mean, guess what? Urban Meyer's now suspended over this. It's a pretty big deal. And again, you're going to find out, whether he keeps his job or not, according to how the powers that be at Ohio State feel like they can float this one out there. Because, right now, you're going to hear some generic answers coming from Ohio State as their coaching staff comes off the field right now. But Diesel, a few of the ones that we've talked about here and put together a list is, a couple of them. Generic answers you're going to hear from your college football coach this week. Number one, we're way further along than we thought we'd be. Or a second one we've talked about, there's something special in this locker room. You ready for another one that you're going to hear, Diesel, we hadn't talked about right now? How about something in this kind of line of things? Leadership amongst players, especially our upperclassmen, has been incredible. Pretty.
Well, I would hope so. If the leader on your team is somebody who just got there, then
yeah,
because team's in rough shape.
Now, if the coach backs that up with these freshmen don't look like normal freshmen, then maybe you got a problem and you're headed to 3-9 this year. Again, we talked about everybody's number one department on campus right now is the strength and conditioning program because, our team has come back the best conditioned team that we've ever seen it or – here's the one that I don't think guys really are expecting to hold on to their job for much longer is the guys have worked hard. Some of our past weaknesses are gone. Now, at least you quantify it with some. You know what I mean? Not all, because then if you do that, they're going to be expecting playoffs or a bowl game or whatever. So, and again, I love yours. There's almost no drop-off between our number ones and our number twos. Yes, there is. There's why they're number ones and they're number twos. And if you step in it, you'll smell like it. But I got to give Harbaugh some credit since I've, since I opened up the can of worms, if you will. And by the way, real quickly, you have 5 minutes to text in OCEAN to 72881. We'll give you a keyword for the 6 p.m. hour as well. But why has Harbaugh been so quiet? I mean, we're a week into practice. We haven't heard a thing out of him. And we're talking about a guy who wanted to, get Michigan apparel signed by the Pope to bring back. Or remember he bragged about having a sleepover at a recruit's house back in the day or being shirtless and taking these satellite camps to London and all this stuff. Why do you think he's been so quiet? I think the truth's going to lay somewhere in the middle. Number one, I think that kind of thing's starting to wear thin. This is year number four for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. That means you should have pretty much all your players in place. Number two, you finally got a quarterback that you're feeling salty about in Ole Miss transfer, Shea Patterson. So, do you think it's this? He wants to be taken seriously about this upcoming football season, the team, the players itself, or do you think he feels like he's got a really good football team? Because you remember, he's 1-5 against his main rivals, Penn State and Ohio State.
I think his AD pulled him aside and said, look, it's going to be a really bad look for you, considering how your performance has been over the last 4 years. If you go out there and say anything, it sounds like you're throwing jabs at Ohio State. Just back off.
Well, not even Ohio State. I'd say football in general. You know what I mean? Because right now, again, after 3 years, your conference rival, Penn State and Ohio State, you're a whopping 1-5. You come out of this year 1-7. I mean, listen, that is a proud fan base, a Michigan fan. You can only sell that for so long, and that includes it being one of your own in Jim Harbaugh. So I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to some of these games the opening weekend of the season, and that includes, which coach could be coaching for their job the most when it comes to that Michigan-Notre Dame game? Brian Kelly needs a good year at Notre Dame, the University of NBC, and then the University of Michigan. Whoever starts 0-1, that fan base is going to be extremely, extremely upset with them. I think maybe you did it to jab a little bit in your first couple of years. Now you have to be taken seriously. And, you know, where does Jim Harbaugh? I guess he can always sidestep back to the NFL and then, of course, do well there until it rubs off and maybe find another college job. But tell you what, Michigan fans have been, or you've seen the story out there that they were trying to float a lifetime contract to Jim Harbaugh. Is an Alabama guy, do it. You know, Michigan's got more New Year's Day bowl wins, more football wins than Alabama does. Keep Harbaugh there. I don't necessarily – I think it's an embarrassment to their fan base. They deserve better. I have met some real, real classy individuals when it comes to the University of Michigan fan base, just like I have with the Ohio State fan base as well. Listen, just talking about one of the biggest storylines, and again, just you know, everybody take a step back. Let this work its way through. Somebody's going to end up being held responsible. Let's just make sure we get to the truth. Let's just absolutely make sure we get to the truth before we start ruining people's lives. All right, in the final hour, when we come back, guess what? For those people that weren't gambling on the Hall of Fame game this past weekend, I guess that was last Thursday night in my life. Guess what? You have till 7 p.m. tomorrow night until you get some more live football. The Carolina Panthers are opening up at the Buffalo Bills, and of course you can hear that game at 7 p.m. right on our sister station, Rock 101. Pregame, I think, starts at 6 o'clock, so we'll get into the Panthers. Training camp coming to an end in Spartanburg with our good buddy Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Eric B. Boynton. And we'll talk Panthers. Eric J. Boynton. I'm sorry. We'll talk Panthers. We'll also get his opinion because, hey, listen, as a member of the media, I know I've been lied to before. We'll ask how offended he was because that's one of the things I always go into these press conferences remembering. You're going to hear what they want you to hear, and that's always something we should remember. Also, we got the PGA Championship coming up in St. Louis beginning tomorrow, the final version of it in August. Do you like that, or will it open it up for more success in the future?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.